It's just enough sports.
Salt Lake voted one of the country's top basketball towns. Get to that in a second, but first, you want to hear about what Charles Barkley thinks about March Madness?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, this is Charles Barkley, and I know everybody's getting real excited about March Madness right now. It's just getting all kind of crazy out there. I'm not talking about college basketball. I mean what's going on with that knucklehead Donald Trump. I mean, forget about Syracuse. This is the only orange man that anybody really cares about right now. That little wombat on his head is angry, man, and I think that's the thing that's been starting all the trouble at these rallies he's at. I know for a fact that the little varmint will bite a Mexican or a Muslim if they ever get too close. It's got a very particular agenda. But the one thing that really makes me laugh the most about Big Donnie is that thing about him having small hands. And that must mean he's got a little you-know-what. He got all kind of mad over that, and he also gets really upset about the Chinese. Well, maybe somebody is just a teeny bit sad about the size of his little spring roll.
Oh, my God.
Was that really him?
It kind of sounds like him. It's a good impression.
Well, it's supposed to really sound like him, the question is it really him? It sounds like him so much that it might really be him. Mm. I don't know. I honestly don't know. Salt Lake City voted the top four city in the country to be a basketball fan in.
Yeah.
And they ranked, like, you know, costs of stuff, competitiveness of teams, mm-hmm. both college and pro, and accessibility of stadiums. They say that Vivint Smart Home Arena is the most accessible stadium of all the stadiums, of all the arenas in the country.
Oh,
that's
cool.
Kind of cool.
That's awesome.
San Antonio, Boston, L.A., they all rank ahead of Salt Lake. But not by much.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
That's rad.
All right. So what are your chances of filling out a perfect bracket? Not good. In the 77 years of the NCAA tournament, mm-hmm. this is the first time that every single team in the tournament has at least four losses. It's the best, when you're filling out brackets, like everybody says they want competitive games and they want parity and they want it to be exciting. But really, you want your teams that you filled out to beat every other team by 150 points.
Right.
With each team having at least four losses in this, you've got a lot of teams that aren't that awesome.
Less clear front runners, right?
Right.
You don't have one undefeated team or one team that's awful.
I mean, I think everybody thinks Kansas is going to win. There's only two teams in the entire tournament that have only four losses. Everybody else has got at least four or more, mm-hmm. and that's Kansas and Arkansas, Little Rock. Razor on back! 1 in 9.2 quintillion are your chances of filling out the perfect bracket.
That's crazy.
And last year, only 1.6 of the 11.5 million brackets people submitted on ESPN.com picked all of the final four teams.
Oh, so wow. I couldn't quite get my head around the number quintillion. It's a one followed by 18 zeros would be one quintillion.
Holy crap.
18
so you're saying there's a chance.
Uh-huh.